Fourth, MTP. The government has prioritized improving the leather and dairy sectors in Narok County, so as to boost the income the pastoralist community gets from their livestock. Environment, Forestry and Climate Change Cabinet Secretary Soe Pan Tuya said when the two sectors are revamped, the people will have a better fortune as it will create job opportunities and boost income for the residents who entirely depend on livestock. The bottom-up economic model aims at addressing the real issues that affects the common man. If we get the leather and dairy industry right, we will have captured the real needs of the people, she said. The CS spoke at Zebu Hotel Wednesday during the fourth medium-term plan, MTP, dissemination forums where she reiterated that the exercise has been very consultative as many people have been involved through the public participation forums. She underscored the need for the county and national governments to work in collaboration so as to implement meaningful projects that will boost the livelihood of the people. Tuya, who hails from Narok County, revealed that the leather industry built by the government through Owasso Nyiro South Development Authority, ENSDA, will be revamped to produce finished leather products and create more jobs. From left to right, Tourism Principal Secretary John Olatua, Narok Governor Patrick Ntutu, Cabinet Secretary for Environment Soe Pan Tuya, Narok Executive Member for Finance David Muntet and Narok County Commissioner Kipkech Loshiesha during the fourth medium-term plan dissemination forum at Zebu Hotel. We are sitting on a gold mine. We want to exploit the resources we have so that everybody can benefit. Currently, our farmers are getting zero value for their skins and hides, which should not be the case, she said. The CS called on members of parliament to pass the finance bill, saying the many ambitious projects that the government is targeting to accomplish need funds. Narok Governor Patrick Ntutu lamented that the dairy farmers in the county were selling their milk at a throwaway price of shush 30 per litre because there is no milk processing plant in the county. He revealed that the two levels of government are working together to build a mega milk plant at Lamane area, Narok's central sub-county, where the farmers will be selling their milk at a higher price. The governor also divulged that the government is building 10 modern markets in the county to improve the working environment of vegetable vendors, commonly known as Mama and Bogo. The areas targeted for market construction are Uhuru Market, Intalele, Ololulunga, Suswa, Amurua Dikir, Kilgoris, Olchoro and Owasso Nyiro markets. Other major projects that the county wants to promote are Ashanga Curios to boost women's beadwork, construction of Narok Bomet 88 km 132 kV transmission line and promotion of Ma cultural festivals. He said the fourth MTP is in line with the County Integrated Development Plan, CIDP, and expressed his commitment to ensuring that it is actualized so that the people can reap the benefits. Ntutu added that the county aims at boosting the county revenue from shush 1.2 billion to shush 3.2 billion in the next financial year. The forum was attended by Tourism Principal Secretary John Olatua, Narok Executive Member for Finance David Muntet, Narok County Commissioner Kipkech Loshiesha, Speaker of the Narok County Assembly Davis Dikir, a host of members of County Assembly and heads of departments among others.